This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The big economic indicator of the day is GDP, gross domestic product, which the Commerce Department tells us grew at an annualized rate of 2.6% in the final months of last year. That's revised ever so slightly down from an earlier estimate of 2.7%. And it reflects what turned out to be the weakest growth in consumer spending since the start of the pandemic, consumers being, of course, the big driver of economic growth in this country. Again, that's looking at the last quarter of 2022. Tomorrow, we'll get some fresher numbers on personal spending in February of this year. I say fresher because I probably don't have to remind you of what's happened in the economy since then. But just in case, Marketplace's Matt Levin will.
Okay, so pretend for a second it's February again. You know, back when you associated the phrase bank run more with that old movie It's a Wonderful Life than with startup CEOs freaking out on a WhatsApp thread. Back then, the big question for economists like Bank of America's Aditya Bhave was, is consumer spending picking up?
Because January was just extraordinarily strong.
The February consumer spending numbers we get tomorrow will tell us whether January was some sort of binge shopping anomaly. Now, all that spending obviously occurred before March banking madness, but Bhave says you shouldn't expect future consumer spending to just fall off a cliff.
The consumer impact is going to play out somewhat slowly.
Tomorrow, we'll also get new inflation numbers. Pre-SVB, the conversation around the Fed would be, okay, was inflation still high enough to warrant more rate hikes? Now the conversation is, do we need to raise rates more if all this banking chaos is kind of doing the job for us? Shannon Seery is an economist with Wells Fargo.
Conditions have tightened more significantly since the banking crisis, and that's going to impact March and then data going forward.
The one data point coming out tomorrow that will include the impact of Silicon Valley Bank is the Consumer Sentiment Survey. From what Jesse Wheeler sees at Polling Firm Morning Consult,
consumer sentiment data has dropped pretty considerably in the last couple of weeks.
Wheeler says that reverses several months of us feeling better about where this economy was going. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.